Are you looking for a new way to stay fit and healthy? At Green Life Vitality, we work with you to customize your fitness plan and your nutrition plan. We also teach you how to prepare meals for your busy life. Visit us online at greenlifevitality.com. Use the code AMPRADIO for your free consultation.
Here we go!
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are...
Yes, indeed. Record scratch here. Coming at ya. Welcome to another edition of AMP Radio, another MMA podcast. Proteus and I are coming at you live and unedited from the AMP Studio in Danville, California, and the AMP Studio International in Brantford, Ontario. Proteus, we're coming at you from the aftermath that was UFC 227. Dillashaw versus Garbrandt 2, held, of course, August 4th, last week, the Staples Center in L.A., and all the stars were there, Proteus, you name it, they were all there. Reported gate, 2.8 million, total attendance stated as 17,700, bringing my co-host, my partner, the yin to my yang, and by the way, don't know why it's bothering me that the great Luke Thomas is doing the yin to my yang. The Frijoles to my right.
I don't know why that's
bothering me. But I was here first, Proteus. Hit the music.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. This week in MMA and its glory. We have not done one of these in a long time, DJ Tony, and I'm so glad that it's back.
Proteus, not only that. No, it's for the other Pam. Hold on, let's hit it again. The lovely Pam making her appearance. Hit it.
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys know, I was cooking dinner, and I totally faked I'm not cooking. And I see this text, are we doing a show tonight? I was like, oh, shit.
So,
hi, guys.
The text was, did you think that we were going to do a show tonight? It's fine that you're here. I just was not expecting you. I was just asking you if you expected that there was going to be a show. See, people should pay more attention.
Well, I didn't hear anything. I didn't get my obligatory email. So I thought, Tony,
no, exactly.
I thought you
That's
all...
what I'm saying.
I thought you all were going to sit there with your tail between your legs because I wasn't.
All right, let me. All right, let me.
I love that laugh. I'm sorry. That's fantastic. Pam, Proteus, and I decided to do a show in it where you were just going to do a This Week in MMA because we didn't contact anyone, i.e. yourself or Marco. I thought it was just going to be Proteus and I. Luckily for us, you're on. So let's get the show on the road, guys, because we got a lot to cover. We are going to do a tale of the tape, even though the tale of the tape has already gone through. Guys, minus, of course, my spotlight fight of the night, which was Betch Cohea fighting my buddy, Irene Aldana. Not that I know her, but she was going to fight her anyway. We did have some results, guys. Let's get into this. UFC 227, it happened, and I didn't call it the right way. I think Proteus was the winner this week. To the bantamweight we went. TJ Dillashaw defeats Cody Garbrandt. Tyler Jeffrey TKOs Cody Garbrandt again, this time in the first, and no doubt about it, 4:10 into it. Proteus, we're going to go to you. What say you about this?
Yes, sir. Very impressive by TJ. I think that's the one thing that we have to say about this. Everybody except for you, DJ Tony, last week picked TJ.
Yeah, right.
It's just that none of us actually got the round right. It was very good. It was very tight this week. But
that's what she said.
Well, hello. Yeah, I thought it was impressive by TJ. I don't know if I mentioned it on Thursday's show, last Thursday's show, DJ Tony, but just what I was seeing from Cody Garbrandt and what they were showing us on the embedded, and then the fact that he didn't do any kind of a workout. I mean, he made weight just fine, right? But it's California, so there are extra stipulations, as you pointed out to me, and we'll probably get into that a little bit later. But I thought that TJ Dillashaw did a great job. I mean, he stayed composed when Cody was coming at him, when he was throwing those big bombs. And I think the fight could have been stopped earlier, but that's neither here nor there. But that knee, especially when it landed, DJ Tony, was spectacular. And I think we've kind of had the map of TJ Dillashaw a little bit wrong because of all of the Alpha Male hate. Shout out Team Alpha Male. But I think TJ Dillashaw moving on and doing his own thing now, especially having his own gym and, you know, siding with the guy that really, really helped him and, you know, helped him win a title, was the right thing to do. Great win here, DJ Tony. Sorry that it didn't go your way, but I thought Garbrandt just didn't look like he was composed enough. And maybe, you know, the quick turnaround, that insta-rematch isn't the way to go, DJ Tony, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with you at all. Pam, what we saw, unfortunately, was what I picked that was wrong. I thought Cody this time was going to hold his composure. Exactly the opposite of what happened, right, Pam?
Yep.
And Proteus?
Yep.
I thought Cody was going to stay within his game. Proteus did call it, Pam, where he said, I don't like basically what's going on right now with Cody, his juju, et cetera. Something's off. Pam, let's go to you. Tyler Jeffrey. Unfortunately, KOs or TKOs, our boy Cody, for the second time.
I think TJ, I like TJ. I've always liked TJ. And I think with him, and you know, we've talked about this before.
Taking in the grass.
moving, you know, switching camps, switching it up, learning new things, learning new techniques, you know, training with other people, because there comes a point where you stay stagnant. And you know, you become good. I mean, you are good, but you are good at being stagnant, you know, and you need to, you know, expand your horizons and you know, check out new techniques and things like that. And I don't see why they think that, because if you do that, you're a traitor and a snake and all that other bullshit, you know.
Ouch.
Because you can't tell me. I mean, seriously, I mean, you can't tell me, like we discussed a long time ago, an opportunity for a job or whatever comes up and they're offering, you know, better this, better that, better this, and you know, promotion, you know, the golden belt. You're going to take it. You know, you're a liar if you said, oh, no, I would never take that. Baloney. You would take it in a heartbeat. And that's what he did. He moved on. He knew enough to say, okay, you know what, my growth here, I can't grow anymore. I'm going to try something else. And you keep doing that because, like I say, you get stagnant. And I think that's what happened. And good for TJ.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you guys at all. I literally thought that they would have I don't know if it's fair to say a smarter game plan. Maybe they actually did everything they needed to do. But according to Dominic Cruz and some of the others, the game plan was flawed, and Cody, unfortunately, probably should have taken a break, to be honest. But let's go to the big surprise that was, guys. To the flyweight we went, Proteus. Henry Cejudo, the new champ.
Yep.
Defeat.
Who called it? Let me hear
Demetrius
it. Who called
Johnson.
It?
You called it, and I didn't see
I
that coming.
It.
Not in a million miles. And I've seen this fight three times, and I still have it for DJ 3-2, Proteus. Am I crazy here? What did you see?
I don't think that you're crazy. I think that perhaps you're seeing the fight in a way that the judges are not seeing it nowadays. And I remember going back, there was a Benson Henderson fight. I can't remember who he was fighting, but I went with a friend of mine or an acquaintance of mine, and
he was saying to me, oh, you know, Benson Henderson did enough to win the fight. And I was like, no, it was the opponent of Benson Henderson that this gentleman was taking. And he was like, no, he did enough. And I'm like, yeah, but you're seeing it from an educated person's point of view. You've actually watched MMA before, maybe once or twice as it was at that time for that gentleman who I was there with. But these judges aren't watching MMA. The only time they're watching MMA is when they're getting paid to be there. And even some of the judges that actually judge MMA a lot, they don't really seem to understand it because they don't know the techniques. Listen, Demetrius Johnson did have a lot of good. He's Demetrius Johnson. He's just awesome. You know what I mean? Like, he's just a great fighter. I think a lot. What we saw was a wrestling match for basically the last three rounds, right, guys? I think we can agree that it was a wrestling match. And the superior wrestler, obviously Cejudo, being, you know, an Olympic champion, was the stronger fighter or the stronger wrestler. And I know this is for MMA, but Demetrius Johnson isn't at the wrestling level that Henry Cejudo is. And I believe I said this in their first fight, if it was to go to the ground that Henry would have the advantage. I did appreciate the fact that Henry's game has changed a lot in 2 years. But Demetrius, I thought with the injury, I think because he did injure himself in this fight, it did, you know, hamper his mobility. Maybe he was feeling a lot of that pain, Tony, because we know we're kind of, 4 or 5 days removed from the fight, and we know that Demetrius did hurt himself throwing all of those beautiful leg kicks, and Cejudo as well. I thought the first round, Tony, in this fight was probably the weirdest first round I've ever seen because Cejudo's ankle was just all over the place. I don't know what happened there, DJ Tony, but it was a very strange fight, a very very high level fight though, DJ Tony. I think that's what we need to really highlight here, that the main event and the co-main event were probably the highest level of MMA you're going to see, okay? And yes, they were at the lighter division, but these are just high-level MMA fighters. And even the Swanson-Moicano fight was excellent. We'll get to that, I'm sure, in a minute. But I had this fight, Tony, I was looking at it in through the lens of what the MMA judge is watching, and I totally did have it. Round one for Demetrius, round two was the murky one that could have gone either way. Round three, four, and five I had for Henry Cejudo, so it wasn't a surprise to me. And I know, Tony, and maybe we can go back and forth on this, but when I saw your tweet online, I hadn't watched the fight yet then, and I took it in, and I tried not to look at too much of what other people were saying. So when I watched the fight, Tony, I thought to myself, oh, I don't really know what the controversy is here. So, Tony, I mean, maybe you can explain yourself there because, like you said, you keep seeing it for Demetrius.
I just – you know what, and this may be antiquated. I'll be the first one to tell you. And Pam, you could probably correct me on this too, but Proteus, I always thought, just like what I saw with Carlos Condit versus Robbie Lawler, is that to be, and maybe, it, you know, listen, I'll be the first one to tell you, maybe it's antiquated, maybe it's a thought process that shouldn't be around any longer, but to be the champ, I think you have to beat the champ. And to me, I thought Henry Cejudo narrowly won a couple of those rounds, so it should have gone to Demetrius Johnson because it wasn't clear cut. Could have gone either way. And to me, if it's going either way, it's not definitive. And if it's not definitive, it stays with the champ, to me.
Oh, okay, hang on 1 second. Can I comment on this real quickly? Before you throw to Pam, I mean. Because Henry Cejudo... It was the scrambling on the ground between these two high-level guys was impressive. You know, Henry Cejudo didn't just lay and pray. I mean, Demetrius was fighting Henry on top. And a lot of the fight happened, in my opinion, on the ground with Cejudo dominating the action. Do you disagree?
I don't disagree with that at all. I just thought it wasn't definitive. It wasn't ass-kicking 101.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
what I'm saying.
I hear you. So are you in favor of a third fight then, DJ Tony? Is that what you're saying to me? Do you think that these two guys are that good that we need to see a third fight? Is that kind of where you're going here with this?
I think when you reign supreme for so long, yes. I think there should be.
Yeah, I agree.
Who else is he going to fight? Joseph Benavidez? Sergio Pettis? I mean, who else? Marlon Moraes? Moraes, for sure, probably deserves a chance. But I think, aside from that, take that one away, who is he going to fight, right? Benavidez did beat Cejudo.
Right.
Right? Split decision? He did beat Cejudo?
Yeah, well, I guess. But one question real quickly, and we got to get Pam in this conversation because we're hogging this conversation. But that fight right there, if you take in the first fight, DJ Tony, and then you put in the second fight and how different they were, don't you think we need to see this a third time just because this fight was excellent? I mean, yeah, it was five rounds, but it was definitely very highly contested. And I'll let you take back over the show, Tony, because it's your show. I apologize, but I just thought that we needed to have that conversation because we did have that conversation between the two of us, and I just wanted to get in your mind space. Go ahead, DJ Tony.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Pam, I mean, you saw this fight, and you picked Cejudo.
Well,
I think you were the
opinion.
Only person that chose Cejudo.
I did pick him, and it was, well, first of all, I like him, and it's not so that I don't like DJ, but you're saying the fight wasn't definitive. Well, look at it this way. You have the best fighter pound for pound in the world. And he, you know, every other fight that he's done, even if it's gone the distance, he dominates. You know, even if it comes to decision, he dominates. By you know, it's always a decision win. Or, you know, the guy that he's fought has had his ass beat for five rounds. It wasn't this way. In this fight. So you have to give Henry Cejudo some kudos for standing toe-to-toe with the best in the world. I mean, the absolute best for how many times has he defended? 12 times? 11 times? This would have
11.
Been 13? Or, okay, so
was
this
it,
would have been 12.
It?
Yeah, this would have been, you know, if he won, it would have been 12. So, you know, 12 times he's defended this belt. And I think with a fight like this, when you have these two guys, that are completely amazing, superior wrestlers. You know, everything that they do is top-notch. It's not going to be a definitive fight. In other words, as high-level as these guys are, you're not going to have one that's just going to completely dominate. It's going to be that close. I mean, it's going to be, you know, the skin of your teeth kind of close. And I think with the takedowns that Henry did, I mean, that's what sealed the deal because – you know, whatever Demetrius Johnson is, and, you know, and I don't want to say that his injury affected things, because I think Henry Cejudo was just
right.
On Saturday night, you know?
No, Tony, I'm sorry, I just wanted to comment real quickly. I don't disagree because I said that his injury, but I mean, it's because they were in a fight, right, Tony? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you guys at all, but the fact of the matter is that we did have a 31-year-old 5'4"3 guy fighting a 31-year-old 5'4" guy, and so none of these guys are. I'm not trying to make fun of their height or anything like that, or the fact that it's a lighter weight class. What I'm saying is, both of these guys have. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm being dead serious. I'm not making fun of any of that. What I'm saying is none of these guys are early in their career. We kind of already know what we're going to see. Cejudo, of course, fairly new into MMA, but he's been fighting for quite some time, right? I mean, it's not like he hasn't been fighting for – he's in his fifth year doing this.
Agreed.
not a long time, but he's been doing it for a bit. Certainly has 13-2, not a long career like DJ, but certainly we've seen these guys before. So I don't think Pam's right about maybe the cream of the crop in that division, but there's a lot of good fighters in that division that haven't risen. Ray Borg, perhaps, maybe even Marlon Moraes or some of the other guys. So it'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, even Baby Pettis, right? So it'll be interesting mm-hmm. what happens, because I don't think there's going to be a long title reign for Henry Cejudo. Let's move down a bit, guys, because we need to move quickly just a bit, because I do want to talk some news. There's a lot of news to go around, including Pam's boy, Nate Diaz, effectively Jake. Giving, you know, the peace sign to the UFC. To the featherweight yep. he went. Renato Moicano defeated Cub Swanson. Oh. I hate to say this was going to happen, but Proteus, mm-hmm. I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Renato Moicano, much bigger fighter, yep. defeats Cub Swanson, who's not the same Cub Swanson that I think we're used to seeing. In the first round, 4 minutes and 15 seconds in, what say you, Pro?
Yeah, no, a very impressive performance by Moicano. Listen, that jab that stopped Swanson in his tracks, super impressive. I mean, you could see that he was getting a little, Moicano, this is getting a little, you know, reckless and kind of throwing those big hooks, and Cub was moving out of the way, but that crisp, sweet jab was perfect right on the button. And DJ Tony, as you mentioned, maybe Swanson a little long in the tooth at this point, because that jab put him right there in almost in the land of wind and ghosts. I thought that Swanson's defense was beautiful until he made a mistake. You know what I mean? Being rocked is probably one of the hardest things to recover from, especially when you're in an MMA fight. I thought that Swanson came in looking tough, looking like he was focused, but Moicano just impressed me 100%. You're right, DJ Tony, and you did call it, and you did get a good point on that one, but you did call decision, so you didn't get a point for that, unfortunately. I don't know if Swanson's done. I just think that maybe he's going to be a gatekeeper now. Maybe he's going to fall down, because this next generation of MMA fighter is just, you know, taught that they're supposed to focus on getting that quick finish, taught to get, you know, all of the, we've talked about this before on the show, but they're getting taught MMA. They're not just getting taught boxing like, you know, Cub Swanson would have been taught. Boxing as a martial art, and then bring that martial art to MMA. Sorry, I'm just trying to explain myself. But impressive win. I knew it was over as soon as that choke was in. Like it was the transition, the scramble. Tony was so impressive, and the way he cinched it up and just tightened that thing down was wonderful for me. So I'm gonna got my eye on Moicano, and of course he's taken Cub Swanson's spot now. Which is unfortunate for Cub, but, you know, what are you going to do? It's MMA.
And, Pam, what we literally saw mm-hmm. is Renato Moicano falling at Cub's mm-hmm. feet. And maybe, honestly, it was a little uncomfortable to watch. I'll be honest with you. I thought that was really odd. Just a little overkill. I understand the whole respect thing. I just thought it was really odd. Pam, Renato Moicano mm-hmm. defeat. Cubs
sponsor. Oh, I know. And you know what? And I had picked Cub, but I think I picked yeah. him more out of
respect.
Nostalgia. You know, yeah, yeah. He's picked. But you know, I guess what we have to admit to ourselves with all the, not old as in old, but all the old fighters is that we've got that new blood coming up and we have to. Okay, you know, be accepting of that as much as we don't want to. And, you know, we've got some new guys that are coming up, some great fighters, amazing fighters. And, you know, it's basically handing off the baton to another, you know, generation of fighters, you know, from what we're used to seeing. So.
Not to mention, of course, the great Max Holloway, who has yet to defend his title because of – hopefully it's nothing serious, but of serious injuries. And you know what? Let's give proper respect where proper respect is due. Brian, T-City Ortega gets to have a nice time with Claudia Gadella.
I guess I didn't know. That.
What happened there, guys?
Qué rico. Damn. Maybe she's showing him
nothing?
Rear naked.
No, I just waiting for Pam to mention. Yeah, I'd like, listen, hey, let's get the ladies' point of view on this one. That's all I want to hear right now. Because I know I'm
messed up hair.
Does he not look like
little
hot
black
Jesus?
Dress.
Ay, Dios mío. You
little
know, she's
black
crying
dress,
out, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Because he looks like hot Jesus. Right?
Jesus.
I'm not going to go there, but certainly.
I'm not going to go there either.
Yeah, but
I thought it was awesome, though.
That was,
dude, you know what?
Yeah,
just let
that
those
was pretty
two,
awesome.
You know what we should do is just let them those two breed. You know, just let them breed and see what the next MMA fighter is going to be like. Sorry, Tony.
I think we now know what Claudia likes, obviously, because I didn't know. I didn't know which side.
Well, she likes those
Mueritos,
that's what.
Yeah, but boy, good
I
lord.
Thought she,
as,
I thought it was clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
She likes those
yeah, but
hills.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's a good-looking couple. We'll see how long that lasts, but that certainly, you know what? Proteus?
Joy was a lot.
I don't know what Pam thinks.
I don't know. Usually, now usually when the man is prettier than the woman, it doesn't work out.
Oh. But
I agree, except for the black dress.
No, I don't agree. She's way hotter.
I don't know about
she
that.
She is not. Yeah. No.
Oh, my goodness. Are you, okay, let's
you know
move
what?
On.
Don't laugh at
this
me.
This is going to
you know what?
Spiral
don't laugh
down.
At me. I think of, you know what I think of, and don't laugh at me, I think of that moly.
Oh.
Ouch.
I'm sorry.
Darn, that's uncalled for. Hold on, that's uncalled for. Ouch.
And I'm not talking about chicken mole either.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Austin Powers,
right.
So... Ouch,
nothing
that was a little
here.
Too far.
Nothing
all right, let's move on.
Here.
All right, guys, so we went to the women's flyweight. I'm going to fly through these because I do want to talk. We're already halfway through the
yeah,
show,
me too.
And we need to get into some of the news. But women's strawweight, J.J. Aldrich defeats Pollyanna Viana, gimme Coca Puffs. Anyway, that's between Proteus and I. To the middleweight, Thiago Santos defeats a very talkative Kevin Holland, Pedro Munhoz defeats Brett Johns, Ricky Simon defeats Montel Jackson, not Simon, Simon, and Ricardo Ramos defeats Kyung Ho Kang, a good-looking man indeed, although I can't even pronounce his name. Shaman Moraes, you know what, edit that out, defeats Matt Sales. Ricardo Ramos defeats Kang, not Liu Kang. Shaman Moraes defeats Matt Sales. Alex Perez defeats Jose Shorty Torres. Shout out to MMA Junkie favorite.
Oh, man, that was crazy.
Wheelie,
that was a crazy fight. Yeah.
Wheelie Zhang
defeats
air-punching Danielle Taylor. And Marlon Chito Vera, Pam's favorite, defeats Wuluji Buren. And TKO, or rather KO, to the body. Guys, let's get into this. A lot of news. Let's jump into
the
25th.
I just wanted to say
Pam,
to
let's
you,
get going.
As I said to you, hang on 1 second. As I said to her last week, I told you this would come down to it because we both picked that fight. I won. Ding, ding, ding.
What?
Go on,
shout out to Proteus. Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can explain it to you later. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, let's move on this one, guys, because we seriously,
okay.
I want to make sure that we get as much through this as possible. And you know me, I like to move things on. Let's get the show on the road. 25th anniversary press conference. I thought that was pretty insightful, especially at the very end. The one and only Dana White may have, am I trying to say dynamite Dana White? Not really. Dana White may have lied to John Morgan, guys, but there was an extra package that they showed at the end. And I'm not talking about Brian Ortega's package that he showed to Claudia Gadella. 25th anniversary press conference. Your highs, your lows on this. You know what? Hold on. Edit. We're going to go one thing that we always like to do on This Week in MMA, up-down report. Who went up? Who went down? So up-down report for UFC 227. Who went up, who went down? In my eyes, guys, got to give it up to Henry Cejudo. Fought a fight that I didn't think he could fight. Beat Demetrius Johnson. So up report, in my eyes, to Henry Cejudo. Bam. Up-down report. Who goes up? Who goes down? To me, my eyes, that went down, Cody Garbrandt. Definitely going down a couple notches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, who went up? Of course, I want to say Henry and TJ going up. Cody down. And, you know, unfortunately, Cub Swanson.
Ooh. Proteus, up-down report. Who went up? Who went down?
I have two ups for you, DJ Tony. As you know, I don't watch these fights with the sound on, so I don't know that Holland was running his mouth. I didn't appreciate what he was saying on the embedded show. He was fighting a very talented fighter in Thiago Santos, but I think in the end, Kevin Holland's stock goes up because I was very impressed with a lot of the things that he did, especially when he went to the ground. Some of the scrambles that he got, like, he was clearly exhausted, but he managed to scramble out of a position on the ground that it just super impressed me. I think this guy's got a bright future. Also, Aldridge is a freaking tank. That fight was awesome. Good congratulations for JJ Aldridge. As I said last week, I hope that both of these fighters get some pay-per-view points on that fight because it was definitely well worth it. My downward part is definitely Swanson. Unfortunately, guys, I think in this particular fight, he didn't look great. He looked like he was fighting a guy who is much more rangy and lankier than him and definitely has power in his hands. So that's my report. Back to you, DJ Tony.
You're absolutely right on that. And down report of Pauliana Viana, boy, learn how to box. I mean, I'm clearly one to talk, but boy, that was really poor boxing.
But she looked fantastic. I mean, get that lightsaber out. I mean, sorry.
Oh, my God. I about fell asleep on that fight.
Yeah.
Really? Really? You didn't think that JJ just looked so awesome?
Oh, my God. Seriously, I was
sitting there. Like, she was pegging her like crazy. Was it because she was wearing a rash guard? Is that why? Is that really why? I'm interested because this is one of the questions I wanted to ask you. Because Viana was wearing, some wardrobe malfunction kind of attire, and JJ was not. Thank you, DJ Tony, for that one.
I thought JJ was
great.
I don't even remember because it was so
memorable. Okay,
along. Sorry.
Yeah,
okay,
it wasn't a very exciting fight, to be honest with you. Let's move on. I don't think so. Fight of the night. Let's do this, guys.
Great performance. Sorry.
Really? What fight were you watching?
I thought JJ looked great, man. I thought she looked like a tank and a very, very tough fighter. On you go, because Viana gave it to her, and she pulled guard. She pulled guard on her, and JJ got right out of that bitch. Yeah, okay. Sorry, move on.
Let's go into this, guys. Bonus awards. $50,000 going to Fight of the Night, Henry Cejudo versus Demetrius Johnson. Performance of the Night, TJ Dillashaw and Renato Moicano. Let's go into this. The 25th anniversary press conference was exciting, Pam, especially right at the end. Not only did Nate Diaz show up late, but he also left early. He was not a happy man, Pam.
Oh, he was pissed. Yeah, I watched some footage of it. And apparently he was pissed because somebody made him late for that presser. He did a video. Somebody was asking. And he was like, man, these motherfuckers made me late. And he was just like pissed off. And I can get why he's pissed off. And even Misha Tate sided with him. I don't know if you saw that thing.
Really?
Yeah, because this is a story that I am understanding. It wasn't sure if What's-His-Nuts was going to come back because of all the lawsuits and all that bullshit. And
What's-His-Nuts, that's perfect.
And Nate wanted to fight, Nate wanted to fight Khabib. And so when, Khabib wasn't going to fight and Conor wasn't going to fight, then he said, okay, they gave him the fight with Poirier, meaning who the winner would get Khabib. And that's why he took the fight. And then he didn't find out till the press conference that Khabib and Conor were going to fight. So basically,
he's been living under a rock.
Basically, Dana gave him a shit sandwich right there in front of everybody, every fucking body. And
I gotta agree with Proteus on this one, Pam. Only because didn't we already know this fight was gonna happen?
And there was talk about it. It wasn't official. It was, I mean, but there's been talk going about it since forever, and it's never been made official because of all the stuff that. Remember, he was still going through. He had to go to court, and then not only that, on this card, they've got Ray Borg fighting on this same card. I'm like, hello, don't you have a restraining order? Explain that to me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Proteus? So it's all a bunch of crap, I think. And then I didn't watch the press conference because I was at work. But then they used the footage from the dolly thing as a promo. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that was.
So
wrong.
Now you're gonna have people coming out saying this whole thing it was staged from the beginning. Then I mean, because now you go back and you get all these conspiracy theorist people. Okay, you know, Conor flying on his little plane, whatever. Okay, you can't just get on your plane and fly. You have to gas it up. You have to give enough time for the pilots to make a flight chart and make sure that, okay, I'm coming in at this time and, you know, this ramp has to be cleared and blah, 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 blah. You have to have passports. You're going to tell me that all these freaking goons that you brought with him all of a sudden just had a passport and were, hey, let's go to New York? That's bullshit. So to me, all this stuff was staged, and I'm just, like, thoroughly disgusted. Anyway, that's my rant. Okay.
I love soap boxes. I love to get up on them as well. I mean,
now you need to do
I feel you 100%.
Alternative facts. You know, but that's
so
my thinking now.
No, listen. Sometimes this is why this show is different, because we all have our own points of view and we all express them and we give each other time
to
express
those
points of view. Well, the last couple of picks, I've not gotten there, but. Again, it was a tiebreaker, I told you. It was a tiebreaker that came down to the last fight that we picked together as our spotlight fight of the night.
That's what we're going to judge by.
You have great boobs, man. I'm not going to fight you on that one.
I win.
I love blue.
I win.
I love blue. I
win.
Hashtag my favorite view. Secondly.
I won.
Secondly, The Nate stuff to me is just exactly what we're talking about. It's more of the same. It's more of the show. It's more of the let's try and be WWE. I just don't think that, okay, maybe if they're all going to get if they're going to get the top end fighters to do this kind of stuff and kind of play along. And I just think that at this point in time, if it's not contrived, it seems very, it seems that, like, you know, maybe we should have a camera on Dana White all the time to explain what's going on behind the scenes, because either these people need more rice or they're getting into the mode of, okay, this TMZ's following me around, so the UFC says, hey, why don't you tell TMZ this, or why don't you be upset about this? Like you said, DJ Tony, we all knew this fight was coming. Dana White told us the next fight is Khabib versus Conor. And then all of a sudden we have Nate Diaz resurface again. Why is Nate Diaz resurfacing? Is it because he thinks that Dustin Poirier is the guy that's going to pay him a lot of money? Or does he just want to be on a card where Conor's fighting again? Pay-per-view points, baby! I agree.
I think they threw a lot of money at Nate, and that's why he decided to come out. Because honestly, there's no reason why we should consider the Dustin Poirier / versus Nate Diaz. And you know what a big fan I am of the Diaz brothers, a main event for a pay-per-view. I think Nate's a main event anywhere, but Dustin Poirier versus Nate Diaz, I'm not sure anyone's really crying out for that one. Let's get into a little bit more in terms of what we saw in the 25th anniversary press conference. Do you want to add something there, Proteus?
If I may, I just think that it's for Dustin Poirier, it's a big risk. I mean, maybe he's going to get a big payday fighting Nate Diaz, but I think it's a big risk for him because he's been, you know, surging towards that belt, and he probably should at this point get a title shot. And I think it's ridiculous that we're no longer willing to, you know, be the place where the best fight. We're looking for the best pay-per-view numbers, Tony. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Moving on.
I totally agree with you on that. I'm sorry.
We got to let him move on, though, Pam. We got to let him move on. I apologize.
No. Let her chime in on this, though. But
just real quick. And because of what you said, I'm starting to kind of get just like disillusioned, you know, just like, man. You know, before I was like, yeah, it's all about the fights. And now I'm kind of like, man, whatever. You know, and I don't want to feel that way. I want to still be as passionate as I was before. And now I'm starting to be like, You know what I'm saying?
But let's be fair on this, though, guys, and let's try to not talk over each other because I know we all want to say some stuff. But I will say this, though. We haven't seen meritocracy. I mean, since we've been doing the show 2 years plus,
agreed,
we haven't seen meritocracy in 2 years. So to now believe that all of a sudden we're going to receive meritocracy, I think that's a little disingenuous, to be honest with you, because we haven't seen that. So let's not pretend like now. I think it's oversaturation. Okay. So let's not pretend like now. We've been talking about this for 2 years, guys. 2 years we've been talking about that it's not the best versus the best. So
we have, but DJ Tony, does that mean that we have to continue to watch it? That's the thing as fans.
No.
But you go ahead and move on. Yeah, exactly, right? We should vote with our dollars.
So let's talk a little bit more about this, Pam, because what we saw is, by the way, Proteus's girl, Valentina Shevchenko, looking pretty fly for a white girl, and I mean that in a good way. You know what? Edit that out. But Valentina Shevchenko looking really good versus Nico Montano, who I thought got off scot-free in terms of just no controversy at all since she hasn't fought since she won the belt. Pam, Valentina versus – no, honestly. Yeah, Valentina Shevchenko versus Nico Montano. Any surprises there on the face-offs or just the press conference itself for that particular spot?
I'm really not even interested in this fight. Not at all, because I really am not. You know, Valentina, she's good, but I think she's a whiner, though. I don't know what's gonna. I don't know what's gonna happen with this fight. I mean, we saw the, you know, what was not supposed to happen. We saw last Saturday. So now I'm still excited about those. Hey, you never know what's gonna happen, kind of thing. So we'll see, but it's not a fight that I'm really totally excited about, to be truthfully honest. And I just don't want to see that girl dance. I just feel.
Proteus, I was pretty shocked at the lack of questions posed by the media. But most importantly, I was shocked over the fact that not a lot of questions floating towards Nate. And the fact that nobody wanted to take the mic, but James, but I thought Nico Montano got off pretty scot-free from the media.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of pressure on the guys that are doing it regularly. I think there's on the big guys especially, to kind of toe the line. We've seen that in the past that the MMA media, if they're covering it, need to, you know, shine the bright light of hope on the UFC, and I think for the longest period of time we've talked about this on Proteus's Primetime before, in the past. It's all just coming to a head. I think that there are journalists out there that really want to cover the sport. There are fans out there that really want to get to the real answers, but the company itself does not want the real answers to play out because they want the show to happen. I want to pose a question to you real quickly, DJ Tony, because we talked about this with Marco on last week's show, and I thought about it a bit. I thought about it, and I said, who has gained an advantage of this WWE selling of the sport besides Conor McGregor? I pose to you real quickly, DJ Tony, who has benefited besides Conor McGregor for being a WWE character?
Well, let's get into this. Who has mic skills besides Conor McGregor? So the answer to that is no one but Brock and maybe DC, but certainly Conor McGregor, I think, has done it best, better than anybody else, but he has also been original. Hey, shout out to Nate Diaz. I think Nate Diaz does a good job on media too. So I think those are people that have benefited.
But Nate Diaz was around before Conor McGregor. DC, it was always a wrestling fan and knows how to do the wrestling stick shtick. Brock Lesnar is a wrestler. I mean, these guys are all 40 years of age, though. What's going to happen with the fresh up and coming fighters that try to do this, Tony? I mean, can it be sustainable? I don't think so. I don't think that we can sell stars this way. I don't think we can sell the sport this way. My apologies. You take back over the show.
I think it's the same thing, Pam, that we've seen in Proteus, that we've seen just on even on the callers at MMA Junkie. Some have it, some don't. How many times have we heard someone call that just doesn't have the mic skills? No offense, they're probably doing a great job. I enjoy every single one of them. But either you have the mic skills or you don't. There's no way you can tell me that having James Vick and Justin Gaethje fighting amongst themselves up on top, or rather on top of the 25th anniversary press conference, is exciting trash talk. It really isn't. T. Woodley versus Darren Till. Does Darren Till does a good job? Does he do a good job on it? Probably not. Pam, I mean, don't you think either you have it or you don't? You can't make that up.
Well, I think it is. I think you either have it or you don't. But where do you cross the line?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where do you cross the line between, okay, yeah, you know, you've got it, and then being like a complete ass, you know, and making a complete ass out of everybody. And, you know, I'm looking at this article, and it's just the headline. I'm not going to read it all, but it's just the UFC, where being a class act gets you nowhere. And that's basically what it's become.
You can say that about a lot of things in life, though, guys.
You know,
Let's be fair, right?
Just like, just case in point, just go back, say, maybe 5-6 years ago. The biggest star in the world, George St. Pierre. You never saw him.
Right.
You never had to go. And, you know, you never saw him, you know, making an ass of himself, throwing stuff at people. You know, you never saw that from him. He was the biggest star the UFC had. You know, it was just the epitome of class.
He's still the biggest star, Pam. He's the only one that sold pay-per-views this year, so I'm just proving your point for you.
But, you know, so we had that. So we've gone from that to, you know, the likes of, I'm not even going to say his name.
Is it really working, DJ Tony? See? Is it really working? You go on. I apologize.
Paul's over here making me calm down, telling me to calm down.
Shout out to Paul. I will say, and shout
Hi,
out to Anthony Lionheart-Smith, who will be
yep.
fighting Volkan Ozdemir. Guys, let's get into this, though. And Proteus, I just will go back to the same thing that we've said time and time again that I've said. Either you have it or you don't. So it's only going to work for the people that have it. The people that don't have it, it's not going to work for. So let's go into this. On that very same press conference, guys, we saw a lot of fights that were announced. Adesanya versus Brunson, Till versus Woodley, Vic versus Gaethje, Khabib versus McGregor, Nate versus Poirier. Pam, I'm going to throw to you. And, of course, Anthony Lionheart-Smith, yeah, perhaps, right? Fighting, of course, the one and only Volkan Ozdemir. Pam, who are you most excited to see on that stage, or what's the fight that you're looking forward to the most?
You know what? Truthfully, I love Nate. I absolutely love Nate, but I'm not even excited because I don't even know if that fight's going to happen.
Ouch.
Conor, I could give two shits about. Anthony Lionheart-Smith, what to me is just a breath of fresh air. Classy, well-spoken, oh my gosh. I think he is just a champion in the making, and I am just so excited to see how far he goes, and I hope he gets the belt one day. But what a just a breath of fresh air compared to all this other mierda that's going on, you know? I am really just pulling for him. Amen.
Proteus?
No, I agree 100%. I mean, Anthony is because he's been such a friend of the show, and we've been, he talks about, you know, in his interviews talking about himself, and he talked about it on our show, you know, I'm going to say this until people start listening. And it took for him to move up a weight class to get people's attention. But I think that what he's doing in that weight class, especially now that the weight class is what it is, I mean, he looks bigger than Vulcan Ozdemir in that square off. So, I mean, how can you not be excited for that guy? Secondly, I don't really pay a lot of attention to, as Pam said, the pomp and circumstance, because you don't know what kind of fights are going to happen. You don't know if these fights are going to get to fruition. What was so great about last week's card, because everybody stayed there except for your girl Betch, hashtag Betch. Yeah, so, I mean, go Anthony Lionheart Smith. I mean, the sky's the limit for that guy, and he's just class act. So I'm glad that he's, you know, staying on big shows. He's just impressed that the media is paying attention now. And, you know, we were there at the beginning. So, well, not at the beginning. I take that back. We were definitely on board before the UFC was definitely paying attention. DJ Tony.
Betch.
Thank you. Shout out to Proteus on that Betch thing. Guys, we're going to head off with this. This was an impromptu show. We were not planning on doing this. Proteus actually mentioned yesterday, hey, let's do a show. Let's do a This Week in MMA. So
great,
we should have probably gotten Marco back on looking back. So that might have been a mistake on my part.
But he's
got to start
over.
Pam.
All good. I mean, it's all good.
Shout out to Pam for making it to the show, guys. Looking forward. What's next? In a couple weeks, UFC Fight Night Gaethje versus Vic. UFC Fight Night 135 in Bellator. 204, Bellator announcing, gosh, the middleweight tournament. That's actually a welterweight tournament. Sorry, my bad. That's actually pretty exciting stuff. I think I'm not in favor of the matchups necessarily, because I think they're taking out Corey perhaps a little too soon, but that's going to be exciting. My Twitter follow of the week, guys. Look up this one. Unbox Therapy, at Unbox Therapy. There's this guy. He does a lot of unboxings, etc. He's on YouTube. Pretty exciting stuff if you like technology. And I'm going to give you an extra one. How about this? Shout out to Holly Holmes' Instagram. Shout out to Holly Holmes. And, bam, I'm going to steal one. Sorry. Hashtag Ortega and Gadella.
Oh,
like that one. Bam, going to you.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Since we were just talking about him, let's give a shout out and a follow to Anthony Lionheart Smith. I mean, he's just awesome.
Shout out, indeed. Anything else you've been watching, Cam?
10K.
What have we been, you know what, 90 Day Fiancé, what a train wreck, I love it.
Is that good?
Oh my God, it is crazy good. It is like, oh my, it's a train wreck, and it is awesome, I love it.
Proteus, the yin to my yang, hit it.
I just want to shout out us, because you know what, without us, the big shows wouldn't have anything to do. Bam, 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 bam. DJ Tony has been changing the game for 2 years, just so you all know. Now you know. Shout out to my boy Scroobius Pip. He just had his birthday last week. Happy birthday to you, big boy.
Happy birthday.
My Twitter follow of the week is going to be at Redshift Rebels. Let's all get down there and give him support, because he's going through a tough time right now. So that's all I'm going to say. Thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize, Pam, that the tiebreaker came down to that Vera fight, but I did call that 100%. New champ.
We're going to do a show. We'll do a
DNC
show
week,
as
right?
The news breaks. Yeah, we'll do a show as the news breaks. So let's get out of here, guys. Pam?
We're out. Good night. Hi, Carlitos.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.